Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
Yes, I have a charge on my bank statement from you that I would like to know what's for.
All right, give me one second. All right, what's your zip code?
98361.
All right, your first and last name?
Judy D. Wald.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
118 Silvertip Lane, Packwood, Washington.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign up for a dash cam originally for $7.95?
I did.
Okay, so it looks like the dash cam you signed up for, it's free. You pay the shipping, but it looks like you have 3 days to cancel it. Once your trial expires, they bill you full price, which is $56.95.
Oh, well, let's cancel it. I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am. Most people don't read that part. They just see the part that says, hey, it's free.
Well, yeah, it said shipping only.
Yeah, that's just the advertisement part.
That's crap.
You got that right. Trust me, it happened to me a long time ago. I did the same thing. I was like, oh, it said it's free, pay shipping. So I did it, didn't read anything. All of a sudden, I got a bill for like $200. I was like, what is this?
Well, that's what I did at 56. I went, oh, my God. I only get $700 a month from Social Security.
Yeah, they should be ashamed for that. I mean, I'm thinking, how could you work and they take out all this money out your check, but then when it's time for you to retire, you only get a little bit of money?
You get nothing. Yeah.
I know. Like, I don't. I think it's just a.
It's
not just
right.
A ripoff.
It is.
I think it.
I was charged $56.95. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do see here you were billed. I was checking on something first. It looks like here they do offer a 35% refund.
Oh, no. That's not right. I'll call the bank and call it fraud, and I'll get it all back.
All right, give me 1 second. Yeah, let me check with that for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I did speak with the management. They did say it's a one-time courtesy. I could refund that for you, but next time, make sure you are reading those terms because they do tell you that they're going to be, and they do give you the number to get it canceled.
I will absolutely read it to the full.
Give me 1 second. Trust me,
now,
it happens to everybody.
Do I get the $7.95 back too, or do I lose that?
No, that's for the shipping.
Well, they didn't ship it.
Let's see. It shows here. It was shipped out to you on 2/14. Let me track it for you. She said they didn't ship it. No, you just hadn't received it. That's all. They bill you before you get it. Yeah, you'll get it today by 8 p.m.
Now, do I have to return it?
No, we don't take it back.
Okay.
1 second.
So the $7.95, I'm out. That's okay if I get it. But
yes, ma'am.
Jeez. You've been really great.
You're definitely welcome. Trust me, it happened to me. I know how it is.
Oh, man, it's shocking.
It is definitely shocking.
I'm usually more careful than that, you know, but I guess I wasn't.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to write down the cancellation number or check it through your email?
Yes, I'll write it down and get it in the email, too.
All right. I've already got it sent out for you.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
And how long before that will show up in my bank account?
Give it 3 to 5 business days.
You betcha. No problem.
All right. If you have any other questions or concerns, just call me back at this number.
Thank you so much. You've been great.
All right. Well, I'm glad I was able to assist you. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.